listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And here's one of the old boys up here in North Dakota. This is James Kelso, your host on the Trump Phenomenon on Sunday, July 29th, 2018. And I am back in my usual haunt here of North Dakota, returned from California. And I'm very refreshed by this day. And I'll tell you what I did for my trip to California with my 13-year-old daughter and my 6-year-old son. I said to myself, and I said to my family out in California, I said, we're going to come out and I want to show my kids what's great about California. And so I showed them only one thing, the beautiful Pacific Ocean and the beautiful sand. We got our way away from the crowds and away from the people, and just I got to show them what I grew up with, which is the beautiful, beautiful Pacific Ocean, that beautiful water and all the creatures in it, the wonder of it. And we just avoided all the, you know, the city, whatever, the cultural highlights. We just stayed away from that altogether. And so it was very refreshing, very enjoyable. And here I am back in North Dakota. And it was wonderful. You know, as we drove across the very flat highway back to our house, and we're just enjoying the serenity of going from an airport, LA International, where there are probably at any one moment at least 500 airplanes on the ground, to our airport, where when your airplane lands or when it's about to take off, you don't have to wonder which gate you are need to go to. You go to the gate. Nor do you need to wonder which airplane is yours. You are getting on or off the airplane. And that is so fun. It really is nice. I could go on and on about the beauties of living in basically flyover country in the old America. And so here I am in the least visited state in America and one of the most beautiful, one of the whitest states in America, North Dakota. And there you are listening to the show. Thank you so much. If you want to get in with a call, 800-313-9443. We've got lots of good news to share with you here on this Sunday. So we'll have plenty to talk about during our 2 hours together. I don't even know if I identified myself. This is James Kelso, your host. I did give you the date, July 29th, 2018. I always like to do that at the beginning of the show so people archiving the show or people looking up archived copies of the show can have some idea of the identity of the show. Where to begin? Well, I want to cover a couple of things. Jeanine Pirro yesterday gave another – her show is always – incredibly informative, incredibly articulate and bold, and nobody says it better than Judge Jeanine Pirro, former prosecutor, former judge And she is so terrifically qualified to weigh in on the behavior of prosecutor Barry Bob Mueller and the non-performance of alleged Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And no one has been tougher on Sessions than Pirro. And I assure you, that was hard for her to do. A fellow prosecutor with a distinguished career as a U.S. senator, I'll bet you when it started out, Jeanine Pirro had to bite her lip. She probably still does, to say what needs to be said about Jeff Sessions. But his non-performance as the attorney general has really hurt Donald Trump. And by the way, that's a point I want to cover in today's show. My standard, my gold standard for anything I do, anything that happens with this show, maybe we can refine it to something even more pithy. But I would say the criterion for whether something's good or bad is, does it help Trump or hurt him? If it helps him, it's good. If it hurts him, it's bad. As simple as that. And I hope folks, whatever they're doing, whatever various people are involved in, whatever activities, I hope they ask that question. And why? Why am I? Does this make me a Donald Trump groupie or cheerleader? No, not at all. I think it makes me a realist, looking at the reality, the fact that one person, really just one person, has darn near miraculously dropped out of the clouds, so to speak, and saved our bacon. And he's got the program. He's the only guy who has a program that's seriously helping our people. He is the only guy seriously helping our people at the top level. And anything that hurts him is a catastrophe, in my view, and should stop. Now, I don't care what the person's ego involved may say to themselves, or you know what sort of inflated opinion some group or people may have of themselves. If it's hurting Trump, it's stupid. If it's helping Trump, it's smart. It's as simple as that. And there's no room. Also, I'll make another point, a sort of a corollary, or not a corollary, really, just a what did they call them back when we were studying geometry in Euclid? Axiomatic is, does it help Trump or hurt Trump? But this would be a secondary point related to that, which is that the that it's a the whole matter of helping or hurting Trump is very critical in this way. Trump doesn't have it made. Trump doesn't have a big margin. Trump doesn't have a lot of time. He may not have 8 years. And remember, a year and a half have already been expended. Much of it thanks to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, putative Attorney General Jeff Sessions, squandered, because Jeff Sessions allowed to happen what need never have happened at all. The appointment of a special counsel, the railroading, the witch hunting of Donald Trump, none of that ever needed to happen. It doesn't need to happen now. There's no excuse for it to go on another 24 hours. And Jeff Sessions is very largely responsible for all of that happening. I want to touch upon Jeanine Pirro's show from yesterday, a magnificent show. Other headlines. Let's grab a couple other headlines here that I want to touch upon, or maybe we should go right to Jeanine Pirro. Let's do that. I kind of build interest in her. Let's go right to her show. It's so beautiful what she says. And this all happens in just a little more than 4 minutes. She says all this. Here she is.
unemployment the lowest in history, with millions coming off of food stamps because they want to work.
Oh, wait, just a second.
The left.
I didn't start at the beginning. Let's begin the beginning.
You know, Americans elected the outsider businessman president. Why? To borrow a phrase from the man himself, what do we have to lose? The economy was in the tank. Our kids were living in the basement because they couldn't find a job. Factories were closing down. Jobs in manufacturing were being shipped overseas. And in trade, China was sucking us dry. The Obama folks called it a healthy economy, but there was barely a pulse. 1% annual GDP growth was the new normal for these bozos. And President Obama even warned that Donald Trump's election would result in economic disaster for all Americans.
Now, listen up. She's got some excellent clips here. Let's put ourselves in the time machine. Listen to what this bozo, Barack Obama, was saying during the campaign. And then we'll hear another bozo, Hillary Clinton.
Those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is, he doesn't have an answer.
Because I want you to tell your friends, you don't let a friend vote Trump.
Ha, ha, ha.
So here's the deal. He can't escape the math. Now, you know, math can be kind of inconvenient if it...
It sure can, Hillary.
...doesn't add up the way you want it to. And economists, left, right, in the middle, all say the same thing. That Trump's policies would throw us into a recession, the last thing we need.
Got that one right, Hillary.
He would undermine the growth that we've had since the Great Recession.
Got that one right. Now, here's another guy. I don't recognize this guy. He's got it. Maybe you can help me, audience. He's got a T-shirt on that says Iron Man. And his show is actually on Fox. This is a guy appearing, looks like an economist, appearing on Fox. And this is before Fox had its transformation into understanding Trump. And I'm sure this guy hasn't understood him. Listen to him.
In the event Donald wins, I have no doubt in my mind the market tanks.
This tax plan.
I have no doubt the market tanks. That's a so-called economist. Now, here's Mitt, another bozo, Mitt the Clown Romney.
Combination with his refusal to reform entitlements and to honestly address spending would balloon the deficit and the national debt. So even though Donald Trump has offered very few specific economic plans, what little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers.
Got that one right, Mitt.
And for American families.
And then there was Paul Krugman, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, writing for the New York Times. Let me say that again. He's a Nobel Prize-winning economy. And here's what he said. The stock market will plummet and never recover from the election of Donald Trump.
Got that one right, Nobel laureate Paul Krugman.
So we are very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight.
Got that one right. You maybe want to give back his Nobel laureate?
You know, some are so blinded by their hatred of Donald Trump that they forget decades of training in their own field. And as America surges forward with more jobs than people to fill them, with African American and Hispanic unemployment the lowest in history, with millions coming off of food stamps because they want to work, the left... Well, they rant and protest and create chaos. They throw people out of restaurants and off television shows. They even go to church and say that God sent them to destroy Donald Trump. The left doesn't care about our economic success. All they want to do is make noise. But it's nothing more than background noise. white noise. The truth? Nobody's paying attention to them. Donald Trump's numbers continue to increase. His popularity just keeps going up. And after he met with...
Here's his approval rating among Republicans, 88%. I'm just giving you the graphic that Judge Jeanine is showing on the screen that you can't hear. You can only see it.
Putin, and was accused of everything from collusion to treason, an offense, by the way, punishable by death.
Democrats are accusing Donald Trump of treason. That is punishable. It's in the Constitution, by death. I think bozo is the right word for somebody that would accuse the president of a death penalty crime with absolutely no basis. Just lying.
His numbers continue to go up. When are they going to realize that their yelling and screaming is nothing but a distraction? Nobody cares.
We can answer that. The answer is never.
We care about food on the table, paying the rent, the mortgage, paying for kids' clothing, for school. But no, they want to talk about whores and porn stars, or about a lawyer who they're squeezing so tight he'll confess to sinking the Titanic.
This is Michael Cohen. What a disgusting piece of work he is. We'll have a little story about him in a moment. Rudy Giuliani's tearing the cover off of Michael Cohen. It turns out he was recording his clients lying to them. The recordings include his statement, "I'm not recording you. Look, I'm putting my phone inside the drawer here." Of course, it's recording. Well, what kind of attorney is that? Boy, I sure hope Michael Cohen's legal career is over. Well, there are people who would retain such an attorney. People who need a really unethical attorney.
And yet, despite a media focused on a whack-a-mole Trump-Russia collusion nonsense and the haters continuing to hate, the outsider president has thundered forward with his America First agenda. And with a kryptonite-proof aura of invincibility, the 45th outsider president, often working without the support of his own party,
wow,
has produced a GDP that no one thought possible, 4.1%. And we are on track to hit the highest average growth rate in over 13 years. What do you got to say to that, Barack, Hillary, and all you geniuses? We're flying, folks. This is the America Donald Trump had in mind when he asked us, "What do you have to lose?" And that's my open. You know,
and that's brilliant. And of course, I think it's stronger. I am not going to criticize Jeanine Pirro. She is a genius. But I think it's and I'm sure she would agree. It's more than "What have you got to lose?" That isn't what elected Donald Trump. What elected him was he electrified us by calling us back to who we are and by saying to us what we've been thinking for decades and no politician has had the guts to say. So it was much more than "What have you got to lose?" That was an element, I'm sure a secondary element for some people in their choice, but not for most. And it certainly wasn't primary. Well, there you go. That's a good lead. Let's get some more. I'll throw some more. I guess I call them logs on the fire. Throw another log on the fire here. Donald Trump threatens to shut down the government over wall funding. That's a Breitbart lead. That's a good story. I like that. Here's another great story. Boatloads of illegal migrants, using the wrong term that everybody's using now because it's politically correct, illegal invaders storm Spanish tourist beaches and scatter. That's a video that I can't show you on
next
the radio.
Next guest has been pushing for President Trump to declassify key parts of the highly...
Here's a story, Devin Nunes. That was a story I was reading there. That was Bartiromo speaking about a very good story from Devin Nunes. I'll come back to that right after this break. We'll get going.
Mm-hmm. we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and proud, I got white. I got a song to sing.
Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. Hey, welcome back to the show. Let me just check for callers here. Hang on just a second here while I just look at my caller board. Just take me one little glance here. Let me look. I don't see any callers. So if you want to call in at 800-313-9443, you can. Just going over some of the encouraging stories and confirmatory stories or confirming stories. Some stories are not really great stories. That story about every sort of non-European people swarming from North Africa into Spain and scattering, it's not a happy story, but it is a confirmatory story. It does confirm what we're saying on this show, what patriots are saying, and what Donald Trump got elected on, what Donald Trump is saying today, his message, his mission. It's confirming it. So when something like that actually becomes a story and the people see it and read about it, and it's not happening in secret, below the radar, that is, in fact, a good story for patriots. Here's a story. Here's a good story coming from Europe and the Mediterranean and flooding North Africans. Italy's Matteo Salvini wants more babies and fewer migrants. And here's a quote from him. I wish I had it in Italian for you. I don't have it, but it would sound great in the original Italian. A country which does not create children is destined to die. Well, I kind of think about it. A country which does not create children is destined to die. It sure is. Here's his sign. Well, here is some Italian. It says stop. You know, universally around the world, people have adopted the English word stop to mean stop. Stop invasione. Stop the invasion. He's using the right word. Not migrants, they're invaders. Prima la nostra gente. Actually, that would be Mexican. In Italian, it would be gente. Prima la nostra gente. In other words, our people first. La nostra, our gente, and prima first. Kind of sounds like America first, doesn't it? And Americans first. Italy's new deputy prime minister and minister of the interior, Matteo Salvini, is following Hungary's Viktor Orban in putting demographics at the heart of his program, warning that a country which imports migrants instead of supporting families is destined to die. The League leader, that's the Lega, who heads one half of Italy's new populist coalition government, remember, they're winning. He is the interior minister. This is winning, folks. And that's why I say if you're not supporting, if what you're doing isn't helping, clearly helping Donald Trump, it's stupid. Forget about rationalizations about how in some convoluted way what you're doing is helping Donald Trump. No, if it isn't clearly, and I'll tell you somebody who I'd ask first, Donald Trump. If Donald Trump doesn't think what you're doing is helping him, it's stupid. Simple as that. It's an easy test. And you ought to knock it off. Very simple. The League leader who, why? Because he's actually won. He's winning, but it's not, there's no margin of error. Oh, I didn't conclude that point earlier. We ran into the break. The sort of the sub axiom to the main axiom, which is if it's not helping Trump, it's stupid, is this. If Trump had a 3-1 margin or were undefeatable, then it really wouldn't much matter what any little group of people did, would it? But it's close, folks. It's razor close. So every little bit that hurts might hurt a lot. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
We're back, folks. Just running some
what I hate
some of the encouraging news past you to get the discussion started here. And just to conclude that last point, I said one reason if it doesn't help Trump, it's stupid. It all really matters. It all really counts because there is no margin for error. Trump, by some measures, it's good to say such things. He really did beat Hillary, but it wasn't a landslide. It was a landslide among our own people. Yes. But that's the catastrophe. Our own people no longer clearly dominate our own country. So yes, 90% of us voted for Donald Trump, but there's a whole other population that lives inside our country now, and they don't vote for patriot candidates. So it really matters. So if you're somebody out there who's hurting Trump, and you say, "Oh, yeah, big deal," what do I count? Well, I'll tell you what. Some of these Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Minnesota was lost. Okay, but these states, those are states that are won. It was all by very narrow margins. And if those states are lost in 2020, Donald Trump doesn't become president. So a few thousand votes this way or that way, yes. Can it make the difference? Yes. And there's no excuse. If what you're, and I'll offer myself first and foremost. If somebody can show me that what I'm doing with this radio show hurts Trump, I quit. Simple as that. I will not do something that hurts the guy who's helping my kids. And I think everybody should have that standard. And that's why you'll see me conducting myself in such a way as not to hurt Donald Trump, not to associate him with things that hurt him, not to, well, we'll go into that in more detail. Here's a guy who's helping Donald Trump, Paul Craig Roberts. And I've, shame on me, I have not paid enough attention to Paul Craig Roberts in the last couple of years. Now I'm, show just recently caused me to realize Paul Craig Roberts is pumping out the great stuff as furiously as he ever has. Here's this week, one of his great columns. The CIA, FBI, DOJ plot to overthrow the president of the United States. And we've got a caller here, Mike in Kentucky, is hanging on the line. Hang on there, Mike. Here's what Paul Craig Roberts writes. On July 21st, I posted on my website a report on the discovery by John Solomon of The Hill, what a great reporter, magazine, that Lisa Page testified to a congressional committee, this is behind closed doors, to the effect that the Russiagate probe conducted by Robert Mueller is a cover-up operation to obscure the criminal use of counterintelligence capabilities to spy on Trump's presidential campaign and then to sabotage Trump's presidency. Well, that's more than a... Yes, yes, there we go. The evidence is overwhelming that CIA Director John Brennan, FBI Director James Comey, Robert Mueller, James Clapper, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Deputy Attorney General Rodney, and then I interject my own, the rat, and then I mispronounce in my own style, Rodenstein, and the Democratic National Committee are engaged in high treason against the American people. Now, that's not used. That's Paul Craig Roberts, once the he was either the editor or the assistant editor, the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He was once, I think, the deputy or assistant Treasury Secretary of the Treasury, I think under Ronald Reagan. Correct me, anybody, with my memory. But he is very, very highly placed, a very, very highly regarded mind and leader. They are engaged in high treason against the American people. And that, he knows what he's saying, and he understands what the Constitution says about treason, and Paul Craig Roberts means it against the American people and the President of the United States, and are actively engaged in a plot to overthrow the President of the United States. Yet the traitorous, using the term again, treason, and he means it. He's not just throwing out the word there like a hand grenade. Yet the traitorous intelligence officials retain their high security clearances and have not been indicted, arrested, and put on trial for high treason. Rosenstein and Mueller haven't even been fired from their high positions, where they continue to operate in behalf of the overthrow plot. It shows the untouchable power of the military security complex when its operatives are so far beyond the reach of law and accountability that they can commit high treason with no consequences to themselves. Let that sink in, folks. The U.S. prestitute, that's Robert's word, prestitute media, works full-time to protect these traitors because the prestitutes hate Donald Trump and the Americans who elected him much more than they love the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law. This makes the prestitutes accomplices to high treason and subject to arrest and prosecution. And then we can put dot, dot, dot. And if convicted, the punishments indicated. One of which, of course, is execution. That's one of the punishments in the Constitution for high treason. Even those who understand what is going on and willing and are willing to speak against it, such as former CIA official Ray McGovern and Senator Rand Paul, speak in muted terms. Senator Paul wants their security clearances withdrawn because they are monetizing them in their roles of well-paid talking heads in the prostitute media and may reveal classified information on the programs. I'll tell you what, Roberts gets right to the point, you know, long columns for him. There is no evidence that Trump is a Russian agent. There is enormous evidence that the above CIA, FBI, DOJ, and national security officials are engaged in treason against the United States. Let that sink in, folks. It's a former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, Wall Street Journal editorial page editor. Enormous evidence, treason. Yet we hear only about the fake case that Trump is a Russian agent. We hear nothing about the CIA, FBI, DOJ plot against the President of the United States that is unfolding before our eyes in plain sight of even insouciant Americans. There you go. And then he has a mysterious link at the end. Let me just look this up. He says, we also don't hear anything about this. I don't know what it is. He has a link to something. Wow. Here's one. Get this. He links to this article. Former CIA officer and whistleblower Kevin Shipp says, what Hillary Clinton did with her charity and Uranium One while she was Secretary of State was a crime for the history books. Shipp explains, Hillary Clinton used this to launder money in foreign banks so it wasn't subject to U.S. laws, congressional subpoenas, or FOIA demands for the evidence. Skip forward on this. So what Roberts is saying is we hear nothing about Uranium One, which Shipp, a former CIA officer, says is the biggest treason in U.S. history. And then my only caveat to that would be, well, eclipsed only by the first treason, the one that Paul Craig Roberts is talking about. And, of course, the two are inextricably intertwined, and they involve the traitors, or the very same people involved in Uranium One and the cover-up of Hillary's crimes, as are involved in the effort to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States. And in fact, Peter Strzok, I forget the exact irony, I think it was on the very same day that he exonerated Hillary Clinton, or that James Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton, on that very same day was launched an important phase of the effort to perform a coup d'etat against Donald Trump. Two things happening all at the same time. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
Still here. Kevin Shipp certainly has some interesting connections there. He met the banker that is a parody in the Snowden film. The guy wasn't Pakistani as portrayed in the Snowden film, but he was actually, I think, an American banker. Kevin Shipp got put in prison through a series of, I think he was set up, it sounds like, you know, on a firearms charge after it has a contractor who was being transferred, I think, from inactive reserve to full-time Army or something. He's an Army PSYOPs guy.
Yeah, and Mike,
tripped him up on housing paperwork, so he's got an interesting story.
Yeah, and Mike, let me thank you. I can see you're more up on Kevin Shipp than I am. Let me read you.
Well, I was going to dovetail that with he also backs up Jim and Joanne Moriarty for all the crap that happened in Libya.
But now listen to this. Listen to what Kevin Shipp says. And this is quoted. Who's quoting this? This is a quote of Kevin Shipp. He says, the most bizarre thing is the people who protected her, Hillary, from clear felonious activity and violations of the Espionage Act. James Clapper, director of national intelligence, was protecting her and leaking things to the media and lying. You had John Brennan, director of the CIA. This is coming from a former CIA officer, protecting her by starting a false investigation on Trump. and stirring things up with the false dossier. You had James Comey, director of the FBI, protecting her. Then you've got Peter Strzok. By the way, he was a deputy director for counterintelligence folks in the FBI, protecting her. And now it appears the United Kingdom, GCHQ, was using NSA information to target Donald Trump and protect Hillary Clinton. Now, here's what he says. You have to ask yourself, what kind of power or connections does this woman have to get all of these members of the deep state shadow government to risk their own criminal penalties to protect her and try to get her elected? That is the shadow government. That is the deep state. That is what is so chilling about this whole thing. This is deep. This is dark. This is as dark as it gets. And this is the biggest espionage case involving the government officials in the history of this country.
Yeah, and I'm getting him mixed up with somebody else. I'm sorry. That Kevin Shipp, ex-CIA guy, there's an Army PSYOP guy that is also, you know, backs up what the Jim and Joanne Moriarty have blown the whistle on, where they used, I don't know, 900 Swiss bank accounts to launder money so they could pay for the mercenaries to fake uprising in Libya.
Yes, there are a number of heroic people who have come forward, and they are, so boy, do they deserve great praise. But here's another one, Kevin Shipp. And then we have the great people who are not prostitutes, like Paul Craig Roberts and Hannity and Pirro and Ingram and Lou Dobbs, who are not prostitutes, are reporting the truth. But we're down to one network. It's down to Fox, and Fox is not buttoned up in the patriot cause. And I use the example of what's-his-face, this horrible guy, Shepard Smith. What a jerk this guy Shep Smith is. But he has some kind of protection. He must be maybe the leader of a anti-patriot faction at Fox. And so the fact that he's even out there bad-mouthing the patriots at Fox, which he is doing regularly, indicates that the battle is on at Fox. And Fox might, you know, which is, I believe, wholly owned by the Murdoch family. If Fox goes down, then we're thrown back on our own puny resources. And I don't mean to say anything. You know, RBN is a mighty work, piece of work by John Stadtmiller. But he'd be the first to admit, you know, we don't have the size. We don't have the money. We don't have the unlimited funds. And now we get the extra complicating factor, well documented by Breitbart, which is that the masters of the universe, as Breitbart has dubbed them, these people are taking things like RBN and patriots in general and trying to push them as far out of public awareness as possible. Get them off the social media, downrank them, do this by dirty, underhanded means, where you get patriot communications downranked and shunted off to the side to provide enough to keep us small, make us smaller. So this is it's as I said, this is nip and tuck.
Kinds of shadow ban and techniques. One of the manuals is Blogs and Information Warfare from the Joint Special Operations University, JSOU. You can go look it up from years ago. It talks about all the divide and conquer techniques on information warfare. And
yes,
I think that's being used by the Israelis. That's been used by the deep state on this side of the globe.
Well, what we're talking about with the masters of the universe is not the Israelis, okay, at all. This is people like Jeff Bezos and Zuckerberg and the people who own Google and Facebook and Twitter.
There's no denying that they have a hand in everything from the NARIS devices that are slurping up everything that William Benny has been talking about, even before Trump came into office. So the idea that they don't have all of Hillary's emails is a joke. It's all slurped up into Bluffdale. And I think
where I'm going with this is that an enemy that's trying to downgrade all patriot communications that's been newly identified by Breitbart, that, you know, what Jeff Bezos is doing, what Zuckerberg is doing, this is new. And it hasn't. And Donald Trump, by the way, again, who's riding to the rescue? Donald Trump, who has identified what's going on, and he said, "I am gonna fight this." And so that's a good thing going on. Now, Mike, let me do this. I got a couple more good stories I want to throw onto the into the discussion. Let me get to those, if I may, and we'll carry on. But thank you, Mike. Any last thought you had before we go?
There's no denying that the Israelis are all hooked in with this deep state because they've supplied the hardware, be it the NARIS equipment.
Well, here, Mike,
William
here's
Benny
the problem.
Has blown the whistle on.
Mike, when you say the Israelis, there are a lot of Israelis. There's nothing that all Israelis do. I'll come back and comment on that in just a moment. Stay tuned, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. So
best of the free life behind us now. And are the good,
no, the good times really are they over for good? I can't get down there where Merle is for those tunes. Mike, are you still there? Okay, well, Mike, I wanted to have this with you in a colloquy, so I apologize for your being gone. So I'll try to be considerate, knowing you can't talk back. But the here's what I want to say about, you know, you said, well, the Israelis did this, or the Israelis did that. Well, the Israelis didn't do anything. There's no such thing as the Israelis. Think about it. That would be like saying the Catholics. Now, a group called the Ku Klux Klan used to do that. It used to, for instance, object to anything Catholic or anybody who was Catholic. That was dumb. It was dumb. And it's one of the reasons the Klan is, you know, discredited. How can you do that? You know, what huge percentage of our European people is Catholic? And they're every bit as much patriots as anybody who isn't. So it's a dumb thing to do, to say. Not you, of course, but the Klan was being dumb. And it will never live that down. Anti-Catholic campaigns. Well, you can't. The Israelis, is Michael, and let's, when that's basically a code word for the Jews, is the Israelis. So, and I'm not saying you're using code words, but I mean, people who say the Israelis, you know, I mean, that's what is Michael Savage in that group? Huge patriot, incredibly great patriot. Mike Rivero, incredibly important patriot. Mark Levin. Donald Trump would not be president today if Michael Savage and Mark Levin had opposed him. He wouldn't have made it to the presidency. That's how many listeners those two patriots have. So they're not part of the Israelis. In Israel today, Donald Trump is loved. The most common comparison among, popularly among millions of Israelis is with Cyrus the Great, who lived from, let me look him up here, I'm not that well versed, from 600 to 530 BC, the founder of the Achaemenid Empire, the first Persian Empire. And under his rule, the Persian Empire embraced all the previous civilized states of the ancient Near East. But he is the man who freed the Jews, and that's the comparison they make to Donald Trump today. We will come back right after this break. Stay tuned. Barely got started.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic